我们现在要来看圣经路加福音第一章四十六到五十三节。
We're going to be turning to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 53.
我们一起同声来念这一段经文。
Let's read this verse together.
你要用国语、中文念，或者用台湾为 in English,、we can read it together. OK, 我们一起来念。路加福音第一章第四十六节，请玛利亚说：“
Mary said,
我心尊伟大
glorifies the Lord,
我灵以
神 and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior,
因为他
for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, holy is his name.
他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被赶散了。他叫有权柄的侍卫，叫卑贱的升高。叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。”我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们真是感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you, we praise you.
今天我们聚集在您的眼前。
And we gather in front of you today.
我们要向你献上厚厚的感恩。
We offer you our greatest thanks.
因为你已经将叫圣子耶稣基督为我们诞生。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has been born.
我们要来这里敬拜。
And we're here to praise you, Lord.
敬拜我们的救赎主。
To worship our Savior.
敬拜那为我们设立救恩的奇妙的天父。
To worship the Holy Father.
愿这个早上我们的心因如此而欢腾。
And may this morning our heart is excited because.
因为这是世上所不能试的。
Because that's something that we can't find in this world.
唯有从天上赏赐。
It's something that was offered from heaven.
我们何等的恩典能够蒙此恩典的福气。
And we're so blessed to be with you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, God.
愿早上我们同心的敬拜能够达到你的圣宝座。
And that our praise this morning will reach your throne.
也因为如此，我们的心在这得到安息。
And because of that, our hearts have peace.
因为有了耶稣基督，我们生命就有平安。
Because with Jesus Christ, we can have peace.
感谢你。
Thank you, God.
愿真理的圣灵这时候也临到我们当中，教导我们。
May the Spirit of Truth descend upon us, teach us.
我们这样子祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家圣诞快乐
！Merry Christmas, everyone！
为什么我们圣诞节的时候我们要互道圣诞快乐呢
？Why do we need to wish everyone a Merry Christmas？
通常啊，这个结婚的女性，当她怀了第一胎医生宣布她怀孕的时候
，Sometimes when a pregnant woman was announced by the doctor that she's pregnant，
她们都会非常的兴奋。
They will be very excited.
因为有一个新的生命奇妙的借着他要生出来。
Because a miraculous life through them will be born.
所以他会又惊又喜。
So she will be very happy and surprised.
今天我们在看的经文里面。
And in the verse that we're reading today.
这是耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚怀的身孕。
It's about Jesus' mother Mary who's pregnant.
她发出的喜乐的一个颂赞。
She have expressed.Joy in her song.
那在刚才我们所读第四十七节
，in the verse 47 that we just read，
他说：“我的灵以神我的救主为乐。”
She said that, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
为乐这个字
，rejoice this word，
在希腊文里面
，in Greek，
这个字呢，代表这个 agaliao 这个字是欢，非常欢悦
In Greek, it's adaliao, and that means to be excited, to be joyful.
英文就是 jump for joy.
欣喜乐跳跃 jump for joy.
那种高兴不是一般的微笑，而是高兴到会跳起来的。
It's a type of joy that makes you want to jump.
所以有一个英文字叫做 exalt.
In English, it also means exalt.
我们翻成雀跃
Exalt.
如果你记得有一首圣诞节的歌叫普世欢腾。
Have you heard of a song, Joy to the World?
那个欢腾那个字就是这个 exalt.
The joy that was meant in the song actually is points to this word, exalt.
所以在这里我们就看见
So here we see.
玛利亚她说
Mary said,
她因为救主耶稣基督要降生而兴奋不已到几乎要跳跃起来
That because the Savior will be born through her, she's so excited that she wants to jump.
今天我们所读的这段经文
And the verse that we're reading today
这是玛利亚在圣灵感动底下所吟出来的一首诗
It's a song or psalm that Mary expressed because of the Holy Spirit descending upon her
这是一首赞美的诗
It's a psalm or verse that isfor praise to the Lord.
在教会的传统上呢，称叫做尊主颂。
In the tradition of the church, it's called the Magnificat.
就是 Magnificat 这个字哈。
Magnificat.
著名的德国作曲家巴哈，他就用这一段经文来写下一个很有名的这个巴洛克的这个乐曲的诗歌。
And the famous German composer John Sebastian Bach wrote a song, a Baroque song, using this verse.
我们会觉得有点奇怪的是。
And we may find it interesting.
玛利亚她面对一个未婚生子的这种大难题。
Now when Mary is facing this problem of carrying a child before she was married,
她不但不会忧虑或者有困难的这种表现。
She did not show worriness or anxiousness.
反而可以唱诗出来。
But instead she could sing a song.
她甚至不太去注意他的名节，或者是他家族的这个名望的问题。
She did not care about her reputation or the honor of her family.
甚至他不在乎，也许那个未婚生子当年可能要用石头打死他，不在乎那个性命的问题。
She didn't care about her own life because she could be punished to death because of bearing a child.
为什么这些让他不值一顾呢
？Why she didn't care for all those things?
因为上帝借着玛利亚告诉我们什么呢？就是他以救主为乐。
Because God is showing through Mary that she is rejoicing in the Lord.
对这首玛利亚所唱出来这首优美的颂主颂，尊主颂。
So this song, the Magnificat,
让我们看到神要借着这一位救主降世，让整个世界翻转过来。
Make us realize that God wants to show us through the Savior was born, He wants to transform this entire world.
神要借着这位救主降世，让他重造人类的这个奇妙的恩典。
Through the arrival of Christ, He wants to recreate the mankind.
所以我们来看他为什么他可以这样子的兴奋的原因。
So let's see why he's so excited.
四八节讲到说，因为。
In verse 48, we see here.
整个理由从四八节以下，他在解释为什么他会如此的，因为耶稣基督的降生而如此的兴奋。
In verse 48, we see that the reason why Mary was so excited.
他也告诉我们基督耶稣的降生这件事情的真正的意义是什么。
And it's teaching us the true meaning of Jesus' birth.
他对世界的翻转有多大的意义。
And how important it is to the transformation.
第一个要点。
The first point.
原因是。
The point, the reason is.
从48、49节这一段经文提到了。
From verse 48 and 49.
因为他顾念卑微的人。
Because God is mindful of the humble.
通常人看自己会觉得自己卑微。
When we look at ourselves, we may think we are humble people.
我们知道在罗马时代已经有这种所谓的放大镜这种东西。
In the time of the Romans, they already know what is a magnifying glass.
这个英文在这个放大镜这个字叫做 magnificare 这个字。
And this word magnificare.
这个字呢就是一个放大的意思。
It means to magnify, to enlarge.
我们来思考玛利亚，她不由自主，为什么她不由自主唱出这一个诗歌来
？Now let's find out why Mary wants involuntarily.
因为有两个很重要的放大的意义在这里面。
Because there's two important points of magnification here.
这个放大就是放大你的焦点的意思。
It means to enlarge your eyesight, your scope.
很像前一阵子我们知道有一种叫做哈勃望远镜，各位知道吧
？You must know there's a Hubble's.Telescope.
这个东西是一个天文的望远镜。
This Hubble telescope is one that you can use it to look at the astronomy, the sky.
这个望远镜它可以对准宇宙一个很远很远的一个星球或一个星群，可以去看到那个很远的几亿万年前的那些所谓的星球的这个真相。
And if you point at the dots in the space, you'll be able to find out the secrets.
就好像我们说，他们可以看到这个比我们现在这个所谓太阳系还更大的这个银河系啊。
For example, we found out that there are galaxies bigger than the Milky Way, which we are.
那玛利亚看到什么呢
？So what did Mary see?
她跟这个所谓的放大有什么关系呢
？What does she have to do with magnification?
她看到一件很重要的事，就是她的心晓得，虽然她出生卑微。
Because she realizes that even though she is a humble woman,
但是上帝却看她是如此的高贵和美丽。
But God sees her as someone who is dignified and beautiful.
你知道上帝看人和人看人是两回事的。
You must realize that the way that God sees us is different than how we look at ourselves.
如果我们现在的人来看玛利亚，她有什么能耐要成为所谓的救主，透过她来降生？
Because modern people, when we look at Mary, we may wonder why is so she so special? Why is the Savior born through her?
她也没有读过大学。
She's not a college graduate.
她也没有什么多好的经历。
She didn't have special experience.
甚至她也没有什么所谓的社会的这个权贵关系。
And she didn't have power relationships in the society.
没有什么影响力。
And she didn't have any influence.
但是有一件事情，请注意。
But please pay attention to this.
上帝顾念这样的人。
God pays attention to these type of people.
顾念像玛利亚这样愿意谦卑让神使用的一个女子。
He is mindful for women who are like Mary.
救主就是要借着她来降生。
And he wants the Savior to be born through
people like that. 第二个放大的意义是什么呢？
And what is another reason for magnification?
这个 magnificate, 这个颂赞最主要就是把上帝放大的意思。
Another implication is that we want to magnify the Lord.
什么叫做把上帝放大？
What does it mean to magnify the Lord?
因为上帝是在遥远的这个高天，不晓得在哪一个地方。
We know that God is in another realm.
现在他把他拉进来了。
But now,
就好像望远镜可以调很远的地方来看。
Now he is in this realm through Jesus.
他可以一窥这上帝的荣耀和尊荣。
In His gloriness, we can experience firsthand.
因为三一神的第二个位格。
Because the second role of the Trinity.
即将要借着他来降生。
That will be born through Mary.
上帝好像遥远在天边。
It seems that God was so far away.
却是近在眼前。
But He will be near to us.
玛利亚因为上帝选择他来做弥赛亚的母亲，而发出如此的颂赞。
And that's why Mary was singing in joy.
所以这里讲到说，他顾念卑微的人的顾念。
So now we see God is mindful of the humble people.
顾念就是上帝的眼睛在我们的身上。
When we say mindful, it means that His eyes are upon us.
我们讲一次，顾念就是上帝的眼睛在我们的身上。
Being mindful means that God's eyes are upon us.
不单是眼睛看。
Not only He's looking at us.
上帝的顾念也是包括他行动。
The mindfulness also means his action.
这个行动是关乎我，关乎你。
And his action has is related to you and me.
原来他的关乎是为了让我们借着这位降生的耶稣基督，使我们的生命完全改变。
And through the birth of Jesus Christ, our life were all transformed.
这是第一个我们所看到，他是爱我们，而且为我们舍己的耶稣基督降生。
And that's why we see that Jesus was born and then he died for us.
所以他如此的欢悦。
And he was so she was so joyful.
第二个原因。
The second reason why she's joyful.
我们从第五十节看见。
In verse 50.
他说他怜悯敬畏他的人直到世世代代。
It says here that God's mercy extends to those who fear him.
原来玛利亚他如此的欢悦的原因是因为这位救主怜悯敬畏他的人。
Mary was happy and joyful because she knows that God is merciful.
也就是当人看上帝的时候，
That means when we look at God,
事情就翻转，
things will change.
请注意，
Please pay attention.
这里讲到他敬畏他的这个敬畏的这个字，
pay attention to the word fear.
希腊文 phobeo.
Phobeo is the word in Greek.
如果按照翻译，它其实是惧怕的意思。
The direct translation, it means fear, not respect.
讲到惧怕，我们就想到约翰福音第三章。
When we say fear, it makes me think of Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章，各位看一下。
Can we turn to that?
我们一起念好吗？
Let's read it together.
来，请。除了从天降下来，人就在天，天的人子，没有人登过天。摩西在旷野怎样举折，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的人都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。请注意，这里讲到一件事，叫做摩西举折。
Here we see that Moses raises the snake.
又讲到人子被举起来。
He also talks about the Son of Man must be lifted up.
这是在讲什么呢？
What are they talking about here?
原来啊，摩西在旷野几蛇的故事啊，在旧约的圣经民数记二十一章记载这个事。
Now in the book of Numbers, we can see the story of how Moses raised the snake.
好，往下哈，就是这段经文在讲什么呢？
So what is this verse talking about?
民数记二十一章这一段经文。
Numbers, chapter 24.
原来这是以色列人出埃及以后在旷野绕。
That means when, that's talking about when the Israelites were walking the desert after they left Egypt.
当他们从这个何尔山开始起行，继续往前行的时候。
And they left Mount Hor and was walking the desert.
圣经说这个路很难走。
The Bible described it was very hard to travel.
所以他们心就很烦躁。
So they were impatient.
然后他们就开始抱怨上帝，抱怨摩西这个领袖。
So they were complaining about God and complaining to Moses.
为什么我们好好的在埃及，你把我们领出来，来这里受苦
？And they came, we were doing well in Egypt. Why do you want to lead us into the wilderness?
又缺粮又缺水。
There's no bread. There's no water.
甚至他们的心厌烦那些所谓的淡薄的食物。
And they detest the food that they had were given.
因为如此啊，第六节啊，就发生事情了。
So in verse 6, something happened.
上帝生气了。
The Lord was angry.
所以就让火蛇进到他们中间，咬死他们很多人。
So he sent venomous snake and bit them and killed them.
那这件事情发生之后，百姓就害怕了。
When this happened, when the people saw this, they were afraid.
他们就赶快跟摩西讲。
And they went to Moses and asked.
我们有罪了。
We are sinners.
我们不应该抱怨上帝，抱怨你。
We shouldn't have complained to God against God.
请你赶快为我们祷告，让这个蛇离开我们。
Please pray for us so the snakes will leave us.
因此摩西就祷告。
Then Moses prayed on their behalf.
祷告之后，有神就说啊。
After he prayed, God said,
摩西，你去造一只铜蛇，活蛇。
Moses, make a bronze snake.
挂在杆子上。
Put it on top of a pole.
凡是被咬的。
So whoever were bitten.
也就是中毒的。
Were poisoned.
会死的。
Those who will die,
因为他们有罪的
and those who have sinned,
这些人只要一望那个铜蛇
when they looked up and see the bronze snake,
他们就被医好了
they will be healed,
就可以活命
they will live.
弟兄姐妹惧怕这个字
brothers and sisters, fear.
惧怕这个字就跟我们说的敬畏他的人同一个意思
It means respect and fear God.
惧怕上帝就是敬畏他的人
It also means those people who respect God.
只要一望这个蛇
When they are willing to look at the snake,
一望这个蛇
to look at the snake,
就是约翰福音第三章这个
just in, as it was described in John, chapter
3, 一切信他的
those are people who believe in him too, who are willing to look at the snake.
一切信他的就是一望这个蛇的
those whoever believe in God is, are those who were willing to look at the snake.
因为他惧怕上帝
and they do that because they're afraid.
因为他敬畏上帝
，They respect God，
因为他有知道自己有罪
，They know that they are sinners，
他必须望那个铜蛇才得活
，They need to look at the snake so they
所以为什么上帝怜悯敬畏他的人
？So why God have mercy on those people who who look up to him？
原来上帝要借着如此怜悯我们因有罪会死的人。
Because God wants to extend mercy to those people who are sinners.
他用什么方法？就是用这个降生在肮脏的马槽，竟然后来被钉死在十字架的他的爱子耶稣基督来完成。
And the way he uses, is by sending Jesus to us to die on the cross.
所以这是第二个原因，为什么雀跃呢
？And that is the second reason why Mary was joyful.
因为救主怜悯敬畏他的人。
Because the God has mercy for people who fear.
接着那一位降生的爱子耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
And through the birth of Jesus Christ and His death on the cross,
人可以得生命。
Everyone will be able to receive life.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
在五十一到五十三节这段经文。
In verse 51 and 53.
这三节在讲什么呢？
What are we seeing here?
这三节在讲公义的事情。
It talks about God's righteousness.
也就是公平的意思。
About God's fairness,
就是讲公平和正义的事情。
Fairness and justice.
什么事呢
？What is it talking about?
我们不难想象哈，玛利亚这个诗歌哈，到今天其实呢，教会不容易唱。
Now Mary's song is hard to sing in churches today.
为什么呢
？Why?
你可以再回头去看一下。
If you go back and see,
在这里讲到说叫富足的空手回去。
It says that let the rich go back empty-handed.
我们怎么可以叫这个有钱的人离开教会呢？
Can we ask people who are rich to leave church?
我们的世界总是富足人是有福的。
Because in the world, it's teaching us that rich people are blessed. That people are successful are blessed.
有权势的人是有福的。
Those people who have authority are blessed.
可是玛利亚却翻过来讲。
But Mary's song tells a different story.
她说神把这个事情翻转过来。
That God reversed all these concepts.
翻转什么事？
How did God reverse this?
有一个圣经学者巴克莱他说玛利亚这个诗有三个翻转。
Now, there's a theologian who has three
type of
reversals. Now, it's a moral type of reversal. Now, verse 52 means society's reversal. And 53 is telling us there's an economic reversal. Now that's how God reverses the concept of this world. He asked the humble people to accomplish his kingdom. And he asked, so God will save those people who are being bullied. God will save those people who are oppressed. He's going to save those people who are poor. He will pull down people.
要将他们从那个审判别人的脚路上那个位置上把他拉下来。
Pull down people who are judgmental of other people.
因为神胜过那一些人暂时的强大。
Because God is greater than those people who hold temporary power in this world.
事实上呢，虽然那些狂傲的人可以显赫一时。
Maybe those people who are proud will be famous for a while.
但是有一天他们会走入死地。
But one day they will still enter the land of the dead.
他们的扬威、他们的权势、他们的专横，却要瞬时在神面前消失。
All their power, all their authority, and all whatever they think they have will all vanish.
那么玛利亚所说的这个翻转
，Now the reversal that Mary was talking about
是不是指那些没有权势的人要起来斗倒那些嚣张的人
？Does it mean that those people who have no power should just strike down those people who have power.
这个翻转是不是那些贫穷的人要起来夺权，把那富有的人把他抢夺他们的财物
？Does it mean that the poor should seize the wealth of the rich?
玛利亚说的翻转是不是那些被压制的人要夺回权力
？Does it mean those people who have been oppressed need to take back power?
答案是 no.
The answer is no.
从历史上证明啊。
Through history, we can see.
富有的人变贫穷，贫穷人变富有。
That the rich become poor, the poor become rich.
软弱的夺了权力。
The weak may one time gain power.
这种叫做传统典型的革命方式。
It's a traditional type of revolution.
往往都会重新产生新的权势和架构出来。
It will create a new class system and structure.
带来新的辖制，甚至呢，这个角色只是倒转过来而已。
But it will still bring on new oppressions and maybe just reversal of roles.
其实我们看见一个令人惊讶的事实。
And there's a truth, a shocking truth.
一个推崇民权或解放。标榜自由或者是共产的这个社会革命人士
that there are revolutionaries who promote liberation, freedom, and communism.
今天的革命会变成明天的恶势力和独裁暴君
that their revolution today may become oppression in the future.
所以玛利亚说的翻转是什么翻转呢
So what is the reversal that Mary was talking about?
既然不是那种所谓传统式的革命，那到底是什么方式呢
It's not a traditional type of revolution. What kind of revolution is it?
原来上帝在人类身上要完成的革命，只有基督教可以成功。
Only Christianity can bring about a true revolution in this world.
怎么成功呢？
And how can it come about?
你们要不要知道
Do you want to know?
你问你旁边睡的人说你要不要知道
Want to ask the people sleeping next to you? Do you want to know?
既然不流血不革命不用拳头打不然怎么样子才能把它隔下来呢
How can you have a revolution without shedding blood? Without
原来上帝用的方法是心灵的革命英文叫做 transformation
Now God uses a different type of revolution transformation of the heart and soul.
上帝用心灵的革命取代人类的血气的拳头的革命 revolution.
Because God's transformation is made to replace human's revolution.
这是人类历史上唯一革命成功的例子。
That is the only example of truly successful transformation
through revolution.
How do you have a transformation of the heart and
soul?
That is also why Mary was so happy that she rejoiced.
原来上帝是借着一个很重要的一个因子，就是这位降世的耶稣基督，他来要重新造天地。
Because God's plan is through through the birth of Jesus Christ, that He will recreate this world.
他重新造人。
He will recreate man.
因为那真正的新造的人是在耶稣基督里。
Because the new and renewed man were born through Jesus Christ.
只有这种翻转才会成功。
Only when we are transformed by Jesus Christ, we can truly have transformation.
为什么民主的国家都是从基督教的世界才生产出来？
Why truly democratic societies were born out of Christian faith?
为什么
？Why?
因为只有主耶稣基督降生在人的心里面。
Because only when Jesus Christ were reborn in your heart,
那叫做民主。
Then you would have truly a democracy.
人民的心有主。
It's a pun in Chinese. It's just every people will have the Lord in their hearts.
因为如此，人的心有主才会走到民主。
And because every people have the Lord in their hearts, then we can have collectively democracy.
这就是为什么玛利亚说，上帝借着耶稣基督来翻转这个世界。
That's why Mary asked.It's so joyful that God, through Jesus Christ, have transformed the world. And that's why she's so excited. Because that's a transformation that we cannot do this on our own. Because change does not come about through our own way. Because change comes from our hearts.
在这几个世纪有许多的西方的宣教的运动到世界各处去，特别到一些未开发的这个种族去。
There were in this century there are a lot of missions that went into uncivilized races.
他们听见这个福音传到哪里去，那些改变了很多的实力。
And because they spread the gospel there, they have changed their society.
十九世纪的时候呢，有一个学者叫做 Hastings， 他在大洋洲这个 Fiji Island 那个地方。
In 19th century, there was a scholar Hastings. He went to the islands of Fiji.
他发现呢，那个地方人的价值一个人美金七块钱而已。
And he discovered that the worth of a man was only $7.
比母牛就是母牛的价值还比人高。
And a cow is worth more than a man.
因为母牛生产力大，然后它的肉也特别多。
Because a cow is even more productive than a man.
所以呢，那一个地方的人，有人甚至买人肉来吃。
So at that time, there are people there who are buying human flesh instead of beef.
因为人肉比牛肉便宜。
Because human flesh is cheaper than beef.
在过了一些年之后
，and a few years later，
他又去这个 Fiji 这个 islands。
He went back to the islands of Fiji.
就是斐济群岛中文翻的
To the islands of Fiji.
发现人不再买人来吃了。
He found that men no longer eat other men or buy human flesh.
因为这些年来他发现宣教是在岛上建立了1200个教会。
Because missionary have established 1200 churches on the islands.
当地的人开始受这个圣经的教导。
So local people have received the gospel.
才知道。人性的尊严
，and realize that there's dignity to every man.
这是耶稣基督带来的翻转
，and that is the transformation that God had brought upon this world.
英国大文学家狄更斯写了一个短篇的小说，叫做《小气财神》，中文翻。
There's an English author Dickens who wrote a story called A Christmas Carol.
他是用这个圣诞节做背景写出来一个很经典的名著。
He wrote this is a classic story with the background of Christmas.
那个主角英文名叫做 Scrooge.
There's the main character whose name is Scrooge.
Scrooge 呢，中文听起来很好玩。
In Chinese, if we say Scrooge, it's very interesting.
死顾己的意思哈。
If we translate it in Chinese,
就是到了死还是只顾自己的意思。
It actually means that you only care about yourself even to death.
因为这个主角呢，他被金钱捆绑。
Now this Mr. Scrooge,
只要钱
的。He was bound by money. He was very selfish.
他没有办法去怜悯别人。
He could not sympathize others.
也没有办法去爱别人。
He could not love others.
所以叫 Scrooge 哈。
So he's called Scrooge.
所以哎，你们如果要给孙子弄名字，不要叫他 Scrooge 啊。
So don't call your children Scrooge.
哎 ，Scott 还好，不要 Scrooge。
Call him Scott, not Scrooge。
可是呢，这个主角在圣诞节的前夕有一个特别的经验。
But this main character had a special experience.
而那个经验呢，那个经验就反倒转变他的一生。
And that experience changed his whole life.
他开始变得愿意分享人啊，在上帝的爱。
He became willing to share God's love with others.
有一段。令人深省的描述在这一个经文里面，在这个名著里面。
There was a description that was written in this book.
我们一起看这段经文。
Let's read it together.
好，不是经文，它在里面的一段文。
It's a passage.
我们一起念好不好？来，圣诞节是表达仁慈、宽恕与快乐的时光。这一天，所有的人不约而同打开他们的心胸。想到生活不如自己的人，其实大家都是人生旅途中的伙伴，而非毫不相干的生命个体啊！弟兄姐妹们，我们的信仰并不是以阶级来衡量人
，cannot measure other people by social status，
也不是以贫富来衡量人。
We can't measure other people by wealth.
更不是以种族来衡量人。
We can't measure other people by their race.
我们对别人是没有分别的。
Because we make no distinction between people.
在上帝的爱里面。
They are all in God's love.
我们成为一个身体。
We're one body in God's love.
我们彼此分享。
And we share with one another.
并且分享从神来丰富的爱。
And we share God's abundant love with each other.
这是圣诞节的喜乐。
And that is the joy of Christmas.
玛利亚她的欢悦。
And that is the joy of Mary.
因为她知道救主顾念卑微的人。
Because she knows that God is mindful of the humble.
玛利亚的欢悦，因为她知道救主怜悯敬畏的人。
Mary was joyful because she knows that God has mercy for people who fear Him.
玛利亚的欢悦，因为救主，她知道救主。公义对待人。
And she's joyful because she knows God treats people with righteousness.
感谢主，让我们明白救主降生的意义，从玛利亚的诗歌明白这个真理。
Thank God that through Mary's song we understand the will of the Lord.
接着底下呢，我们有一个短短的时间，大概五到十分钟，我们要来为2019年我们圣安教会的成人主日学的出席的这个奖励。我们来请代理教育部的部长哈Jennifer 来公布这些名单。
We're gonna present some awards for those people who have attended the